House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Meet the Press on Sunday that she would consider offshore oil drilling as part of a comprehensive energy plan for the United States. The California Congresswoman conditioned her statements by reiterating that drilling is not a good option, but if used to invest in renewable energy resources, it might be worthwhile. Pelosi's statements are just the latest in the national debate over offshore oil drilling's role in defining our energy future. Locally, the issue is playing out in Santa Barbara when its County Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 yesterday to send a letter to Governor Schwarzenegger in favor of oil exploration and extraction in the region. The vote came after a public comment hearing in Santa Maria where both sides of the debate addressed their positions. Proponents of drilling off the shores of Santa Barbara stated that doing so would create employment, revenue, and increase oil supplies nationally. Opposing environmentalists contend that the costs are not being weighed against the benefits and that lifting an existing moratorium on drilling is really a Trojan horse for oil corporations to gain new leases. My guest is David Landecker. He is the executive director of the Environmental Defense Center. Welcome to Uprising, David.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So first, let's talk about the broader national context and the way in which the Democrats are turning on the issue of offshore oil drilling, something that I don't think too many people expected, particularly environmentalists. What do you make of Pelosi saying that drilling is okay if we use the benefits from drilling to invest in renewable energy resources?
Well, I think we first have to notice the fact that the whole issue is polling very well. There's a lot of concern about gas prices. There's a lot of concern about foreign imports. There's just a lot of concern about where people are going to get the energy that they need. And as long as the federal government puts out this idea, or the state government, anyone puts out this idea that we can magically solve this problem by drilling offshore of either California or Florida or Louisiana, people are going to say, well, let's go do it. And that's sort of what's happening. And so, when the polling indicates that, both parties seem to be going in that direction.
Well, but polling may be a result of people feeling that the gas pump is going to get a lot less expensive if we drill offshore. Is that at all accurate?
No. All indications are that that's not accurate at all.
Basically, it'll just pad the pockets of the oil corporations even more.
Well, first of all, if we were to issue these leases almost immediately, if we were to say, yes, we're going to lift the moratorium, there's a whole process, and there won't be any new oil coming out of the Outer Continental Shelf for 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. So there's not any immediate effect. Interestingly, the letter that was put out by the Board of Supervisors indicated that somehow, because the board said that Santa Barbara County was no longer opposed to oil, oil prices would suddenly go down as the international market cowered at this. Possibility of a hurricane in the Gulf has had a much bigger impact on oil prices than anything the Santa Barbara Board of Supervisors could do. And oil prices don't seem to be reacting these days to supply issues. It's about international speculation. It's about needs all over the world. And what Santa Barbara County or the Outer Continental Shelf could offer to the international oil picture even 20 years from now is really fairly insignificant. However, it's a good thing for the oil companies, and there's a moment of opportunity here. There's a moment of opportunity for political parties, and there's a moment of opportunity for oil companies, and they're jumping on it.
So let's talk about what happened yesterday in Santa Barbara. The County Board of Supervisors voted, as I mentioned, 3-2, to it was sort of a symbolic vote. They're encouraging Governor Schwarzenegger that they'd be, that they could welcome exploration and extraction in the region. What was your response to that?
Well, I think we have to begin with the fact that this really isn't anything new. It's a quest for headlines. It's a quest for the sort of discussion that's going on right here. But the fact that there is a split in Santa Barbara County between the North County, which is much more conservative and much more interested in the idea of let's produce some dollars right now, against the South County, which bears the impact of this drilling and dealt with the spill in 1969 and has continually been opposed to oil drilling, has been true for 35, 40 years in our community. And it has been a continual seesaw, 3-2 vote either on the side of the South or the side of the North as to who is going to be controlling our Board of Supervisors. And the oil wars have gone on in this county all of that period, this is nothing new. The only thing that really happened here is that the board decided they were going to step out and make a statement in this politically charged atmosphere. And, you know, it has made a lot of news because it is a politically charged atmosphere, but it really isn't a big change.
My guest is David Landecker, Executive Director of the Environmental Defense Center, speaking to us from Santa Barbara. So do you basically feel that that the symbolic vote can be countered, if you will, by effective action from groups like yours if you can convince the county or even, for example, the governor to see reason?
Well, the governor, no more than a month ago, made a very clear statement that he did not favor additional drilling for oil and that he is a supporter of spending our time and money and efforts to seek alternative energy sources. And we're with him on that one. And I think one thing groups like ours can do, or your listeners all over Southern California can do, is just support the governor in that. Our state has been on the cutting edge of saying we are going to try to find alternatives. We're going to try to build a new economy based upon alternative energy.
David, what do you make of the fact that some have suggested that offshore drilling will actually benefit the environment?
Well, that's a whole different, interesting discussion. It goes back a long time as well. Their allegation, what they're saying is that there are natural seeps, which there have been for hundreds and hundreds of years.
What does that mean?
Seeps of both gas and oil that bubble up from under the ground through the water. Anyone who's walked on the shores of Santa Barbara knows you get tar on your feet, and that tar is from natural seepage of oil. And if you drive a boat out in certain areas off our coast, you can actually smell the hydrogen sulfide gas. It doesn't smell good. It bubbles up. And what they are suggesting is that if they drill for more oil, they will take the pressure off of that. That will reduce this the amount of gas that goes into the atmosphere, which will cut down on ozone and cut down on precursors for global warming.
How convenient. So they'll just take the oil out of the ground for us.
That, you know, the thing is that's, you go back 30 years, and ARCO, when they first built Platform Holly, which was a pretty long time ago, as part of their mitigations, put what was called a seep tent. They put a big underground metal tent into to try to collect some of these gases, and it actually has been relatively successful. It's collected some gases, but there continues to be a lot of this seepage all over this area. There really is no evidence one way or another. There are some theories that say perhaps this would cut down on the amount of gas, but overall the experts seem to be saying right now, well, there may be a small impact, and there may not be a small impact. We really don't know, but no one seems to think that it's going to have an enormous impact on pollution. This is another one of those arguments that gets put out there, and it's sort of allowed a certain amount of cover for the oil companies to suddenly say they're environmentalists, that drilling for oil in the channel is environmentally good. We don't buy it.
David, you mentioned that the issue of offshore oil drilling has support publicly across the nation, but what about in Santa Barbara? How do Santa Barbarans feel about offshore drilling off of their coast in general?
Well, we haven't done any, you know, independent polling of what Santa Barbara feels. I think, as I suggested, in the South County, in the city of Santa Barbara and Carpinteria and the areas that are most affected by this oil drilling, there is a general dislike of oil drilling. There's a general fear of what the impacts are going to be, of the possibility of another spill. And there's an attitude, I think, that is somewhat progressive that says, you know, it's time for our country to move on. And as long as we can continue to get this fix of oil and find a place to get it, we're not going to address the getting off of oil. And so people are really supportive of spending our money instead of on oil exploration on alternatives. In the north of the county, the feeling is if we can make some money now, if we can meet some of our deficits by this magical oil money that theoretically will come in, let's go for it. Now, what's most interesting is that there are a whole lot of leases that are out there already that aren't being used and that we're not getting any money out of. So what's to think if we create more leases right now that will suddenly produce more dollars? There isn't a whole lot of logic behind that. Who it will produce dollars for is the balance sheets of oil companies that will suddenly have major additional assets. There's no saying, however, that they're actually going to exploit those.
And oil companies are among the few in an industry that is one of very few that's actually making record profits in this failing economy.
They certainly are. It's part of the reason for the failing economy is that oil prices have gotten so high and there's so much profit being made.
Finally, David, very briefly, is there a strategy that environmentalists like yourself have to counter the public opinion and you do some sort of public education about oil drilling, offshore oil drilling, and why, in your mind, it would not be beneficial either to the environment, certainly, or to even people's pocketbooks?
Well, we're continuing to do the sort of thing we're doing here. We continue to talk about it. The fact is that this is not a sea change. It happens. It's a political issue, and it's in the context of the politics of the year 2008 nationally. We will continue, in some ways, bringing this to the surface, having it talked about, we think benefits us. And, as we watch the ads that are on television, as much as we hear people talking about offshore oil and pretending that that's a panacea to our problems, we're also hearing that everybody is talking about the need to pursue alternative sources of energy.
And is there a website for your organization?
There is. It's www.edcnet.org.
edcnet.org. edcnet.org. EDC stands for Environmental Defense Center. I've been speaking with David Landecker, the executive director. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
For Sonali, subversive thought for the day, I'd like to quote Bill Vaughan, who once said, "Man is the animal that intends to shoot himself out into interplanetary space. After having given up on the problem of an efficient way to get himself 5 miles to work and back each day." That's Bill Vaughan, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.